President John Dramani Mahama has inaugurated two hangars, a simulator, and two maritime DA-42 aircraft and other projects for the Ghana Air Force at the Takoradi Air Force Base. He has also subsequently inaugurated and handed over two ships to the Ghana Navy at the Sekendi Naval Base. The two ships have been named after two prominent Ghanaian warriors, Yas Antua and Nag Biwa, founder of the Moli Dagbon Kingdom. The Commander-in-Chief of the Ghana Armed Forces maintained that the need to resource the Ghana Armed Forces is a constitutional obligation which the government will not relent in fulfilling, Pascalina Dadavu reports.
As the Commander-in-Chief of the Ghana Armed Forces, President John Dramani Mahama was given full compliments by a detailed guard of honor mounted by officers and men of the Ghana Air Force. The President was accompanied by the Minister of Defense, Lieutenant General Joseph Henry Smith, the Chief of Air Staff, Air Vice Marshal Samson Ojai, and other senior officers. The two hangars were named after two distinguished officers of the Ghana Air Force who exhibited the highest levels of operational performance and managerial expertise in molding the Ghana Air Force. The two, Air Marshal Achilles Harry Dumashi and Air Vice Marshal Napoleon Ashley Lassen, were honored posthumously based on advice by the Retired Air Force Officers Association and approved by the Ghana Armed Forces Council. The two DA-42 aircraft simulators and aircraft will be used for marine and air surveillance to protect the country from external and internal attacks, among other duties. President Mahama announced that soon the Ministry of Transport, in collaboration with other relevant agencies, will install a vessel traffic monitoring and information system along the entire coastline of the country. This is to ensure effective surveillance over the country's waters.
Among all the duties I perform as President and Commander-in-Chief of Ghana Armed Forces, the moments that I cherish most are moments like this, when we are equipping our service personnel to enable them to perform their duties to the best of their ability. We inherited an armed forces that had a severely eroded capacity in terms of equipment and logistics. Indeed, I was appalled at the state of our forces when I received my first briefing shortly after being appointed chairman of the armed forces by Professor John Evans Atta-Mills of blessed memory. Our maritime and airspace domain abounds in diverse natural resources, including various species of fish, oil, gas, many other minerals which we need to protect for the economic development of our country. With the increasing incidence of piracy and other related maritime crimes, we have no option than to equip the Air Force to be able to guarantee a secure airspace where all legitimate entities can operate freely. Over the last 4 years, we have undertaken perhaps the largest re-equipping of the armed forces in the history of Ghana.
He stated that in the face of piracy and other related maritime crimes, government will continue to provide the necessary logistics to safeguard the country's territorial waters, the FPSO, and the Jubilee oil fields. The president later inaugurated two ships for the Ghana Navy. The ships are ex-German fast patrol boats acquired by government. About 8 months ago, late President John Atta-Mills inaugurated four patrol ships, bringing the total number of patrol ships for the Ghana Navy to 6 within a year. The ships, as usual, have interesting names. Yas Antua, once Queen Mother of Edrisu, who exhibited remarkable bravery to protect the golden stool of the Ashantis, then Nag Biwa, who is believed not to have died but vanished during a heated battle, a sign of courage and bravery.
Pascalina Dadevu.